Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Just how big is the diversity gap in the Massachusetts tech industry? Well, one word, enormous. Just 3% of the state's tech workforce is African American, and it could take almost 70 years for black employees to catch up to white men, even as the state's tech industry grows at its current rapid rate. Now, those staggering statistics are from a pair of reports from the Mass Technology Leadership Council out today, and they talk about growth trends and long-term challenges the tech industry faces here. So joining us to walk us through these reports is WBUR Bostonomics reporter Zanindra Enwemeka. Zanindra, it's good to see you.
Hey, Meghna.
Okay, so these diversity numbers, I mean, what's really going on here?
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, like you said, the tech sector is booming, but it's just not reaching everyone.
Okay, so give us a sense as to what the demographic profile of the industry is right now.
Yeah, so according to Mass TLC, 71% of computer and mathematical workers are white, 22% are Asian, and only 3% are Hispanic or Latino, and only 3% are black.
Okay, so that's the picture right now then. But these reports said that it might take, 68 years for African Americans to catch up?
Oh, yeah, that's a little depressing, isn't it?
Yeah. And what about other folks?
Yeah, so this is looking at this baseline of participation within population. So around 5% of white men in the state work in tech. That number is 2% for women, black workers, and Latino workers in tech. So Mass TLC says that for women, it will take until 2070 to catch up. And for Latinos, it will take until 2045 to catch up. Yeah.
Okay. And why so long? What does the report say about that?
Yeah. So it's based on current growth rates. So really, you know, unless something changes, that's basically what the projection is. That's what we'll see. So this can partly be traced back to education and a skills gap. And much of that is really due to a lot of systemic inequality.
Right. So things like the percentage of minority young people who are choosing to go into fields, into computer science or math or things like that, that if that goes on at its current rate, It would take the 70
exactly.
years to close the gap.
Exactly, if it goes on at its current rate without any changes.
Okay, so we have this huge diversity gap, even as the tech sector here is growing in terms of the number of jobs. So how fast is the sector growing?
Well, it's booming. And, you know, tech represents a third of jobs in the state, according to Mass TLC. So this includes 300,000 people who work in the tech sector itself and another 100,000 who work in tech jobs in other sectors, as well as a number of support jobs in tech. So really, tech is this very strong undercurrent in the state's economy.
Wow, a third of jobs. So it's huge. Okay, so we'll come back to the diversity issue in just a minute, but give us some of the other big takeaways from these reports.
Yeah, so talent is key. It's the key part of growth in the state's tech economy. Companies love the fact that there are a lot of highly skilled workers here, so it's a big draw for companies. But there simply isn't enough talent. There's not enough of it. A good way to think about it is this. The tech sector is growing so fast that it's basically depleting the pool of talent that's here in the state. So companies are finding it challenging to fill jobs. Here's what Tom Hopcroft, the head of Mass TLC, says about that.
There are 17 openings for every graduate with a bachelor's degree in a computing and mathematical field. There are 6 for everyone with an associate's degree. There's just tremendous need to bring talented people into the industry.
Yeah, so the need is tremendous. Yeah. And Meghna, if you remember, you know, when we did that big series on the future of work a couple weeks ago, we saw this. We know that this sector, many jobs in tech are projected to grow by double digits. So the need is tremendous and it's growing. And what's happening now is that companies are expanding outside the state to fill roles. The Mass TLC found that 77% of companies plan to expand outside the state in the next year. So he says there's this growing need to fill the talent pool in Massachusetts. Particularly to one that's a lot more inclusive.
Okay, so let me just kind of repeat what you said and say the obvious solution would be to grow the talent we have here from diverse communities.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So, you know, there's this need that companies reiterate often, but we have a big population here. We have communities that aren't being reached by the tech sector that could be brought in. And that's exactly that's what Mass TLC calls for in this report, this need to really build a bigger pipeline. So they point to education, transportation, and housing, and really call for investments in all of these areas so people can be prepared for tech jobs, but also be able to afford to live near and easily get to those jobs. So all of these things are working together and are crucial pieces of addressing this issue, education being a really big starting point. In the report, tech leaders point to STEM education. They say they want more STEM education. And the report also, again, talks about that skills gap and the need to train people. And Tom Hopcroft of MassTLC says really businesses, schools, and lawmakers need to collaborate on this to develop that bigger pipeline of talent. And he says these opportunities really need to start at a young age.
The talent is distributed evenly in populations, but the opportunities aren't. We need to make sure that every kid has the opportunity to participate. This is an economy that pays twice the state average. So there's an opportunity to flow capital back into a lot of different communities.
Yeah, so and that's why it's crucial to bring more people into the industry.
Okay, so here we have this pair of reports that says there's this giant diversity gap, but the needs for the tech industry are strong, and they're getting stronger than ever as time goes by. And, you know, we kind of know, we know theoretically how to solve this problem, right? So I see these things working all together, but, I mean, let me just ask you, look at your crystal ball. How does the future of tech then look in Massachusetts?
Well, the future of tech looks strong. But for, you know, as long as there is this challenge that they can't find enough people to fill these jobs, you know, that is going to be continue to be an issue. So the future looks strong, but people aren't being, not everyone's being reached by the tech sector. And there are populations out there that could be tapped for these jobs. And that's what the focus needs to be on.
You need to do a better job than that. Absolutely. Well, Zanindra Nwameka covers tech and business as part of WBUR's Bostonomics team. Zanindra, thank you so very much.
Sure thing, Magna. Glad to do it.
Well, let's talk with someone who is actually actively working on making the future of tech more inclusive. Nisha McCray is the manager of the Fab Lab and the entrepreneur in residence at the Roxbury Innovation Center. She also founded Bagika, an organization that focuses on fostering ideas and those who create them through educational workshops and do-it-yourself kits for young innovators. And she joins us now. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much, Meghna. I'm glad to be here.
It's great to have you, Nisha. I mean, first of all, just tell us, what are your reactions to, especially sort of the conclusions about the diversity gap in Massachusetts tech that Zanindra just talked to us about?
Well, for me, naturally, I'm not shocked because this is pretty much my everyday existence. I'm originally from North Florida, and I actually came to Boston for more opportunity via an education at MIT. And it seems to replicate my experience in high school when I was interested in STEM, as well as my experience at MIT. And the response from other individuals through the report, I think, is what has been a little bit more shocking to me. The fact that I've had a lot of colleagues come up to me and voice their frustration that they don't understand why this report is such a big to-do, given the fact that they feel there's never going to be a point that there's just as many women or just as many Latinos or just as many African Americans or immigrants working in tech as perhaps your typical white male in that field. And so I've had to actually explain to people using Whole Foods and saying, imagine you're at a Whole Foods supermarket and you're going there to buy an apple. And you have two choices, a gala apple or a golden yellow apple. And let's say Whole Foods has a potential pool of 1,000 gala apples and a potential pool of 200 golden yellow apples. Given the report that Zanindra just mentioned, let's say gala apples represent white males in STEM. Mm-hmm. That means Whole Foods is going to put on display 50 gala apples for you to choose from. And let's say golden yellow is a minority, whether that's a woman, whether that's a black or a Latino. Based on Whole Foods using the 2% statistic, they will only present to you 4 golden yellow apples.
I see.
So if you're looking to buy apples, you have the choice between 50 gala apples or 4 golden yellows. And is it possible to have 50 gala and 50 golden yellow, not given the supply? And that's why it's so important to train and move the needle ahead, and not just in 60 years.
Yeah, so that's interesting, because we heard Tom Hopcroft, when I was talking to Zeninjor from MassTLC, Tom Hopcroft saying the talent is distributed evenly in populations, but the opportunities aren't. So how do we up those opportunities?
I think based on our work at BGICA, and particularly at the Roxbury Innovation Center, what I've seen work in terms of allowing people who may be disadvantaged, given their location, given their socioeconomic status, or maybe just their ethnic background in getting into STEM fields, is the ability to have an opportunity to level the playing field. And what I mean by that is there's a high-level talks happening in industries and startups throughout the city of Boston on how to increase diversity by doing diversity outreach campaigns, et cetera. But there's not a lot of talk about how to do that. And what I've noticed in my experience is that companies start to take minority candidates seriously when they actually see that talent is truly universal. And the way they're able to see that is when they start working with those organizations that are on the front line mm-hmm. to those minority populations, whether that's a partnership with the hackathon, whether that's a hands-on workshop like what we do in partnership with some private interests as well as public interests, in which they see the kids come up with amazing ideas to tackle challenges their company or their organization are facing, and realize if these kids just have the opportunity to access their networks or have a portfolio that shows they're worth their snuff or be exposed to where they can actually go, just like I was, then they're able to show these companies, your investment will allow for me to be your future workforce,
right,
or perhaps even a new company.
You know, it's another part of that the pipeline that Zeninjor was talking about, just making connections between industry leaders and communities where the talent lies, if those connections aren't already there. I mean, to that point, actually, can you tell us a little bit about the work that you're doing at the Roxbury Innovation Center?
Sure. So over the past year and a half that I've been an entrepreneur in residence there, I've been able to get a lens on the actual local challenges facing Boston. BGICA operates around the world, but what I've noticed being based in Roxbury is that the kids have a hunger for being able to develop solutions that improve their lives as well as the lives of their community members. The issue that they have is lack of access to knowledge, resources, and skills. What the Fab Lab Roxbury and the BGICA workshops are able to do at the Roxbury Innovation Center is allow those kids to have a safe place to sit down and actually pretend almost like playing dress-up, that they're the engineer or the inventor they've always seen on TV and in magazines, because companies come to them, whether they're a local business like Tropical Food Supermarket or Frugal Bookstore, or someone who's a national organization like NASA, or maybe one of the hottest startups in Boston, like Ministry of Supply, come to them and say, listen, we have a problem we don't want the world to know about, but we want to use your brain and your talent to help us solve this problem. And you'll see the kids within 3 days all of a sudden start using computer-aided design to create models that come out of 3D printers and laser cutters, creating electronic circuits, et cetera. And what I love about the workshops that we do, it lets industry realize their investment is allowing for that student to realize their dreams can come true through that company. Or maybe they start their own company, and the company they start creates an invention that helps that business that made that initial investment. It helps local nonprofits and public schools, because remember, in Roxbury, we're surrounded by Madison Park, the O'Brien, and Hamilton, and other schools. It allows those schools to not feel the burden of having to come up with that STEM exposure programming on their own, but to have private industry reach them without having to have that extra work.
Exactly. And, you know, given this latest round of numbers in terms of, you know, if we don't do anything different, that it'll take 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years to close these gaps. I mean, I feel like we could light a fire under each other here in this state to get there a little faster. So Nisha McCray, manager of the Fab Lab and the entrepreneur in residence at the Roxbury Innovation Center, also founder of BGICA, thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for your work. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.